If it hadn't been for my little brother Beau and me chasing fireflies, I would have never discovered the bones up on Solace Hill. It was my granddad Pops's tractor that first churned the bones up to the surface. My grandmother Bee says if not for their son, my no-good daddy, Harlan, disappearing, Pops wouldn't have been on Solace Hill in the first place, digging for redemption. Bee was making peach pie in the kitchen when she noticed she could no longer hear the sweet hum of the tractor. She says our sorrows are linked together like our honeycombs, deep and cavernous, full of lonely hollows. Pabst's heart had simply stopped. Bee didn't have the gumption to move the tractor after he passed. That was 3 months ago. Now that tractor sat there like a giant rusty grasshopper. Sometimes I'd lie under it trying to feel his spirit, my gentle, quiet Pabst. Bee would yell from the kitchen door, "Esme McCauley, you know he's not there. Get off that hill!" Bee claimed Pabst was in heaven, where God was tending to his hurts. But I don't know if I believed in heaven anymore. So every day after my chores, I'd lay under that tractor eyeballing the old grumpy horned toad who made his home there. I called him Bump. I'd like to think that somehow, some way, that's where Pabst was, behind the ancient eyes of that horned toad. Pabst's face was starting to slip away from me. I could hardly remember his voice, although it came to me every night in my dreams, like an echo, as though he were hollering from the bottom of a well, trying to tell me something. What, Pabst? What is it? What am I supposed to know? I'd never had much luck, even from the beginning. June Rain, my mama, had a terrible time with me in her tummy, could barely keep a bite down. Seems even back then she didn't want me. I came out 8 weeks early, about as big as the big end of nothing, Bee says. Had to be kept in a warming incubator wrapped in a cotton cocoon over in paradise. I was hardly bigger than a shoe. Then one night, a few weeks after I was born, Bee snatched me back, said I needed the good, warm, beating hearts of kin. Every night she and Paps bundled me up tight and rocked me on their chests, my head as little as a butterbean, Paps told me. I would never grow as big as all the other kids, the doctor said. Only my feet and ears seemed to grow as the years went by. My face was pale white, my skin thin and translucent. One time, Bee showed me my footprints and handprints on a sheet of paper from the hospital, and it looked like a bug had crawled across it. I had giant eyes, saucer eyes, and a little mouth with hardly any lips, butthole mouth, and skinny legs, skinny sticks, and was just plain tiny. Thumby for Thumbelina. Bee said God would take care of it in the end. All my funny pieces would meld together perfectly, and someday my special gift, my gift that was waiting for me, would work itself to the surface for all to see. I stood at the screen door, my nose pressed against the mesh, praying, praying the rain would stop. I wouldn't be able to go up Solace Hill. Bee had set up a howl if I laid in that mud under the tractor in the rain. Bee was making peach pies again, just like the day Pabst died, for the Holy Mercy Church of Abiding Faith's potluck dinner for the poor. Even though we're poor, there's always those that are worse off in Hollis, the town nearby, she says. I glanced back at her as she pressed her thumb along the edge of the pie, making perfect half moons in the dough. There were kettles on the stove bubbling with wonderful smelling spices, and gingerbread in the oven. And then, that's when it all began. A flicker of a shadow, a wisp of something outside. But I hadn't even turned my head from Bee. Had I? You know when someone is staring at you from behind and you just know it? Bee and I locked eyes for a moment, and she tilted her head, like Bump does sometimes, as though asking, "What? What, Esme?" Since Pabst died, I'd felt those steely eyes of hers watching me as though I was a pot waiting to boil. I turned to the screen, but nothing was there. Just the endless tsp, tsp, tsp of the rain as it splattered on the screen door.